Now, although Emmanuel the prince arrived and surrounded the town of Mansoul and raised three flags of terms, grace and mercy, judgment, and the execution of judgment, the townsfolk of Mansoul were still indifferent, even ignorant of the eternal war waged upon them. Therefore, the prince sent a message to the town of Mansoul to let them know what he meant by those signs and ceremonies of the flag, and also to receive an answer from them of which of the things they would choose, whether grace and mercy or judgment and the execution of judgment. This was done while they kept their gates shut with locks, bolts, and bars, as secure as they were able. Their guards also were doubled, and their watch made as strong as they could. Diabolus also strengthened his heart as best he could in order to encourage the town to resist Emmanuel. The townsmen answered the prince's messenger in substance according to the following: "Great sir, as to what, by your messenger, you have signified to us, whether we will accept your mercy or fall by your justice, we are bound by the law and custom of this place and can give you no positive answer, for it is against the law, government, and the royal prerogative of our king to either make peace or war without him. But this we will do. We will request that our prince come down to the wall and there give you such treatment as he shall think appropriate and profitable for us." When the good prince, Emmanuel, heard this answer and saw the slavery and bondage of the people, and how quite content they were to abide in chains of the tyrant Diabolus, it grieved his heart. And indeed, whenever he perceived that any were content under the slavery of the giant, it affected him greatly. But to return again to our purpose, after the town had carried this news to Diabolus and had told him, moreover, that the prince, who encamped in the besieging trenches outside the wall, waited upon them for an answer, he refused. The old tyrant huffed as well as he could, but in heart he was afraid. Finally, he said, "I will go down to the gates myself and give him an answer, I think fitting." So he went down to Mouthgate and there prepared himself to speak to Emmanuel, but in such language unclear to the town, the contents being as follows: "Oh, you great Emmanuel, Lord of all the world, I know you, that you are the son of the great Shaddai. Why have you come to torment me and to cast me out of my possession? This town of Mansoul, as you very well know, is mine, and that by a twofold rule, right. Number one, it is mine by right of conquest. I won it in the open field. And shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive be delivered? Number two, this town of Mansoul is mine also by their subjection. They have opened the gates of their town unto me. They have sworn faithfulness to me, and have openly chosen me to be their king. They have also given their castle into my hands. Yes, they have put the whole strength of Mansoul under me. Moreover," he continued, "this town of Mansoul has disowned you. Yes, they have cast your law, your name, your image, and all that is yours behind their back, and have accepted and set up in their place my law, my name, my image, and all that ever is mine. Ask your captains if it be otherwise, and they will tell you that Mansoul has, in answer to all their summonses, shown love and loyalty to me, but always disdain, violent hatred, contempt, and scorn to you and yours. Now, you are the just one and the holy, and should do no iniquity. Depart then, I pray, therefore, from me, and leave me to my just inheritance peaceably." This oration was made in the language of Diabolus himself, for although he can speak to every man in their own language, else he could not tempt them all as he does, yet he has a language proper to himself, and it is the language of the infernal cave or black pit. For this reason, the town of Mansoul, poor hearts, did not understand him, nor could they see how he crouched and cringed while he stood before Emmanuel, their prince. Yes, while Diabolus spoke, the townsfolk all the while believed him to be the powerful force that could not be resisted by any means. This is why, while he was discoursing the reasons he might still have his residence there, and that Emmanuel should not take it from him by force, the inhabitants boasted even of his valor, saying, "Who is able to make war with him?" Well, when the pretended king had made an end of what he would say, Emmanuel the Golden Prince stood up and spoke, the contents of whose words are as follows. "You deceiving one," said he, "I have in my father's name, in my own name, and on behalf and for the good of this wretched town of Mansoul, some things to say to you, to be continued." Oh, boy. I really didn't want it to stop. The answer Prince Emmanuel's message received from Mansoul grieved his heart, and any time he thought about their bondage and slavery under the tyrant Diabolus, it affected him greatly. What does this say about the character of the Lord Jesus and his love for lost souls? Read Matthew 14, verse 14, Matthew 23, verse 37, and Luke 19, verses 41 to 44. How do these passages help you understand the heart of Jesus toward lost sinners? Next, Diabolus presents two reasons why he has the right to own Mansoul. First, he said he won it in the open field. What did he mean by that? Second, he said that Mansoul belonged to him because of their subjection. What did he mean by that? And lastly, when Diabolus spoke in a language to Prince Emmanuel, why could the inhabitants of Mansoul not understand what he said? Read Matthew chapter 13, verse 15, John 17, verse 25, which actually we're looking at tonight, and 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. To help with your answer.